I'll be gone for the whole month of November for my vacation. And please pray for my safe trip. I will leave this morning. For my short homily, there are two parts for my reflection. First, regarding our gospel reading. And the second part, the five pillars of stewardship. In our gospel today, one of the scribes came to Jesus and asked him, "Which is the first of all the commandments?" Jesus summarizes the Ten Commandments into two parts. First, love your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. For Jesus, this is the greatest and the first commandment. We need to love God all the time. The more we know God, the more wonderful He becomes. Second, love your neighbor as yourself. We need to love our neighbor the way we love ourselves. But most of the times we hate our neighbor. Sometimes we don't respect our neighbor. It's very hard to love our neighbor because of misunderstanding, selfishness, and pride with them. The commandment to love is not easy, as it involves sacrifice, patience, kindness, goodness, truthfulness, humility, generosity, and forgiveness. Now the second part of my reflection, the five pillars of stewardship. First, prayer. Jesus is a man of prayer. Before and after he performs a miracle, he prays to God the Father. We need to pray. Don't forget to pray. It's our communion and communication to God. We need to be connected to the source of life. Jesus said, "I am the vine and you are the branches." Pray daily. And when you pray, don't be like the scribes and the Pharisees. Second, hospitality. Christ welcomes everybody. Very humble, kind, generous, nice to people. High respect with the poor. Kind to all kinds. Look at the crucified Christ. He says, "Come, follow me and be my disciples. Come to me, all you labor, and I will give you rest. Come, follow me, my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Third, evangelization. We need to go and preach the good news. Jesus says, "Go out to all the nations and baptize them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit." Go out to all the nations and preach the good news to all. Christ evangelized the evangelizer and the evangelist. Christ evangelized the 12 disciples and the 12 disciples to all the nations. Go, whatever sins you forgive will be forgiven. Jesus says, "I am always with you until the end of time." Don't be afraid to preach the good news. Fourth, service. Jesus says, "I came not to be served, but to serve." We need to serve like Jesus. Jesus says, "I came not for the righteous, but for the sinners." And he took the form of being a slave and accepting death, even death on the cross. Service presupposes mission. We need mission, not a commission, to serve others. And the last one, formation. Christ formed the 12 disciples. After the 12, the 3 disciples, Peter, James, and John. And after the 3, to the 1 disciple, Peter, the leader of the disciple and the first pope of the church. We need formation. Formation begins in the womb of the mother. For 9 months, we are formed inside the womb of our mother. After birth, we are formed by our parents in our home. Education starts in our home, our parents, our first teachers. We are formed not only to be good, but to be better stewards of God. My dear sisters and brothers, we are all stewards of God. We need to pray, to be hospitable. We need to evangelize the kingdom of God. We need to serve God and the church. And we need to form ourselves to be a formators with others.